Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, of course, we have been talking this morning a lot about working from home and doing all of the things we need to do to stay safe. And just when we thought it was safe to go back to the office, no, it is really not. So we are going to talk a little bit more about that. We have HR and benefits attorney and founder and CEO of WorkShield on our WHBC Newsline. His name is Jared Pope. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
All right, so let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, where are companies standing, especially now we're hearing so much about the Delta variant? We thought, like I said, everybody's going to start taking that step to go back into the office and do things. Where does it all stand now?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of a big mess, and bosses and employers all over the place, from New York to California and in Canton, Ohio, are asking themselves the question of this. Hey, do we have to mandate or should we mandate the vaccine, number one? Or if we say no to that, then the second question is, do we have to mandate a mask requirement and check-ins and temperatures? And do we have to have our employees get tested? And this all comes at a time when employers were really excited to get that collaboration back in the office, come back to work, let's have a sense of normalcy. And so it's kind of the Delta variant's thrown a big variant inside what was expected to be a normal back to work, back to school, back to everyday life.
Do you see it as something the companies navigate depending on maybe what part of the country they're in or where, you know, what, I guess, you know, what kind of political landscape they're in also?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's going to be no matter where you are, whether it's Ohio, Texas, Florida, California, in which part of that state are you in? I also think employers, and what we're seeing at WorkShield is employers are asking this question, hey, if we don't mandate the vaccine, are we going to lose employees that are vaccinated and are concerned from the non-vaccinated, as well as the other question of, hey, if we do mandate the vaccine, are we going to lose people that aren't vaccinated? So it's kind of a no-win situation. And I think employers, whether private, public, government, are going to have to grapple with these decisions and do what's best for their culture, for their population. And unfortunately or fortunately, the leaders at the top may decide which way they want to go, maybe on their political belief or maybe the way their own personal stance is from there.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I mean, do you think that they'll, many places will actually ask or, you know, kind of survey their employees to see what the norm might be?
You know, that's one way to do it. I think most employers probably have a pulse on their employees already and kind of where they stand. You know, you look at Google, they're requiring all 140,000 to get vaccinated. You look at Walmart, they're requiring all their corporate employees to be vaccinated. You look at the government, they're requiring their certain parts of their population to be vaccinated. And, you know, you look at hospital systems, no matter where you are in the country. It all started down in Houston with the legal case where the judge and the court said, hey, it's okay that an employer mandate the vaccine. And that spread like wildfire through the rest of the country. And so, you know, it comes down to what we have to remember is whether you're vaccinated or not, you can carry the Delta variant to someone else. So,
yeah. And I was going to say, I've kind of seen companies choose a path and stick with it. You know, from a year ago, deciding on how they were going to handle this, either be ahead of it or not, they kind of stay on that same path. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can speak to what we've done here at WorkShield. You know, we brought everybody back into the office last September in the fall because we were. What we saw and what I saw, we were losing a step because of the 10 a.m. dog walks and, you know, the 2-hour lunch. And all of a sudden people, it's like, hey, where'd you go? Oh, I went to go take a swim class or a Pilates class or whatever. You did it on the Peloton. But, you know, we were ahead of that. And I think employers were also trying to get ahead of it. And we took the approach of, hey, listen, we may not require the vaccine mandate, but what we do require is if you're not vaccinated with the Delta variant, you got to put on a mask. If you're in the common places, you got to wear a mask. If you're meeting with other people in the office, you got to wear a mask. And you got to do your daily check-in. You got to do your temperature check. But we encourage you to get the vaccine. And at WorkShield, we're seeing a lot of other employers take that same approach as well.
Well, it's going to be interesting in moving forward to see how this all pans out. But I appreciate the insight from you, Jared. Thank you so much.
So great to be with you. Thank you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.